Blog Talk Radio.
Strategies for Success, where every day I get to bring you a dynamic guest. And I am very excited today because I have a fabulous guest. Her name is Virginia Earle, and she is a translation expert who assists companies across the globe. She has a very impressive bio, so let me give you some information. Today's global economy was created in an increasingly competitive environment without barriers, offering information in real time and creating countless opportunities and new challenges for companies to expand their market outreach, products, and services worldwide. The rapidly growing Hispanic communities in the United States also have created new markets for companies to target their products and services, making the Spanish language and others a necessary marketing tool to eliminate communication barriers and open new means of revenue. Virginia Earle was born in Uruguay and was raised in a bilingual home. Her father was born in Chicago and her mother in Uruguay. She attended the British schools in Montevideo, where she received a bilingual education from kindergarten all the way through high school. She has lived in Europe, South America, and traveled as far as Asia and the Amazon. She is a native Spanish speaker and enjoys writing and editing and translating. She particularly has a knack and a passion for detail and enjoys editing and finding areas. She is a perfectionist, which is a great quality to have as an editor. She is a graduate of the University of Maryland, College Park, where she received a degree in print journalism. Since then, she has worked for major publishing companies from the East Coast to the West Coast. Virginia is a published journalist and has written articles for several trade journals. Her professional background includes working as a bilingual writer, editor, and translator for publications in industries such as food and beverage, environmental, health, fashion, telecommunications, and others. While working as the managing editor of a food and beverage company, she was selected to travel as far as the Amazon to interview the CEO of the Coca-Cola company. The article she wrote was featured in a major bilingual international food and beverage magazine. After working for several publishing houses, writing, editing, and translating articles for trade journals from English to Spanish, she's noticed the need for her services and ventured on her own. In 1995, Virginia founded Translation Unlimited South America, and the logo is TUSA, which till this day provides translation services from English to Spanish, European, Asian, and other South American languages, as well as writing, editing, and translating articles for specialized magazines in the health, environment, entertainment, and telecommunication industry, including news agencies, to name a few, throughout Southern California and nationwide. One of her clients to fame is translating the subtitle from English to Portuguese for the first Shrek movie. For over 25 years, TUSA has been offering translations of documents, catalogs, brochures, websites, movie subtitles, radio and TV scripts, direct mail, blogs, social media, human resource manuals, articles, technical specifications, product instruction manuals and sheets, articles, health guidebooks, proposals, contracts, legal, marketing materials, employee manuals, newsletter annuals, reports, and more in every industry imaginable. Virginia lives in Marietta, California, where she also runs her business. She is actively involved with the Marietta Wildomar Chamber of Commerce and is also a recipient of the 2019 All Women Rock, is a member of GSFE, trusted business partner, and Vera Divas. She is also listed in Who's Who among Hispanic Americans. Virginia is one of the co-authors of the All Women Rock book, which will be launched this year by New Clarity Publishing. This is the first book in a series about the journey, inspiring journeys of 11 successful women who made them who they are today. Virginia has been instrumental in editing the process of this book. Currently with the coronavirus pandemic, she understands the widespread need for her services and is expanding her outreach efforts to offer TUSA's translating, writing, and editing services to companies in all industries, especially in the healthcare industry, as well as statewide and nationwide industries. Some of the industries Tusa has a background in providing translation services include health, telecommunication, aviation, engineering, food processing, beverage processing, packaging, electrical trading, sports, toy, turf, environmental, aerospace, film, legal, travel, financial, transportation, irrigation, water utilities, marketing, fashion industries, automotive, hazmat, cosmetology, dermatology, real estate, biochemical, humanitarian relief organizations, community, computer hardware, software, among others. To contact Virginia for your translation needs, you can call or text her at 951-551-4566. You can see with this great background that she is the person you need for any of your translation needs. But welcome, Virginia. I'm so happy to have you on the show today.
Thank you, Robbie. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for this opportunity.
What made you decide to start Translations Unlimited South America?
Well, so I was working in the NBC Tower in Chicago for Conner's Publishing as a managing editor for one of their international food and beverage magazines. And I was using multiple skills, writing, editing, and translating and interpreting from English into Spanish and Portuguese at the time. So then after a few years working for Conner's, I was offered a job by another publishing company that required me to move to Southern California. And actually, once I arrived here, I saw the potential for me to venture on my own. And so that's when I founded TUSA. Well, I was actually living in Orange County at the time, where I met my husband. And him and I used to go to trade shows together, and that's how I obtained one of my first clients, which was actually a client in the irrigation industry. The business started with translation and then expanded to offering interpreting services for major corporations. Back then, I was also certified by SBA as a small business owner. An 8A company, and nowadays, actually last week, I obtained another certification through SBA. So now we're in the process of getting two additional certifications at this time.
What is it that you like about writing, editing, and translating?
Well, it's actually, you know what, it's the creative part that I love. And ever since I was little, I used to love to write. And so I love the creative part of it in writing, editing, and translating projects. And I'm also, while I'm doing this, I'm also learning about a new topic. And I get to see the final product in the sense that I have been of service to another company. That's very gratifying for me.
That's good. What types of language combinations do you offer?
Well, we offer, we translate documents and anything digital, actually, from English to South American languages, including Spanish and Portuguese, Asian and European and Middle Eastern languages. I have a team that I have worked with for years.
That's great.
So it's not just me doing it all by myself.
So depending on what language you need, you have somebody that is an expert in that field.
Right. And not just the language, but the industry as well. Yeah, those are the two things that I look for in the amount of years that they've been working in, as a translator and for that particular industry. Yeah.
Why is it important for companies to have their marketing materials, product manuals, and catalogs?
Well, nowadays, as you know, businesses have become even more global, and to be able to maintain this presence, it's essential to communicate in multiple languages so they can expand their customer base and revenue. And anywhere from middle to large size companies, it's important if you're doing not only just business throughout the U.S., but outside of the U.S. as well.
Talk about some of the types of documents that you translate, and maybe you can share some of the experiences for your that you've had with your clients on that.
We translate anything in print or digital, like legal documents, business proposals, brochures, websites, catalogs, product manuals. And as you mentioned earlier, we one of my claims to fame is that we translated the subtitles for the movie Shrek. We've pretty much translated everything under the sun for various industries, from aerospace to health, telecommunications, food and beverage companies, irrigation, water utilities, including biomedical, film packaging, and environmental. And we can also offer simultaneous interpreting as well. Just this past weekend, I helped a company communicate with a potential client, and as a result, they were able to finalize a business transaction on the spot. The client asked for me to be included in the meeting. So when they do that, there's a level of trust that you develop along the way, and it's a great feeling when they ask for you and you're able to help companies close a deal, for sure.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's great. What other services do you offer under the umbrella of TUSA, editing, book, whatever things? Talk more in detail about that, because we still have a lot of time.
Sure. So aside from translations, we offer writing, proofreading, editing, and most recently I added book editing. My background, as you know, is in print journalism, so I saw another opportunity, especially nowadays. Since the lockdown, it's important to pivot a little bit and expand your business. We edit anything in print and digital, and it can be something as simple as an email from a company or groups who are traveling overseas who need help communicating back and forth. So it's not just interpreting. It's not just the translating documents, but also simultaneous interpreting that we offer.
Who are your ideal clients?
My ideal clients are anyone who is looking to expand their market outreach to minority groups within the U.S. and who also manufacture and export products overseas. My clients, like I said, are normally mid to large size companies in various industries.
Tell me about an instance where, thanks to your translation, interpreting, and writing, you were able to help a company.
Sure. So back when I was in Chicago, when I was living in Chicago and I was working for Connors Publishing, the editor of a food and beverage magazine that I was working for at the time, it was an international magazine that was published in South America as well, they asked me to travel to South America to interview the CEO of a major juice plant. And I interviewed him, and they gave me a tour of the plant. I wrote a front-page article, and as a result of that article, he received many calls from investors wanting to buy his company. He sold the company for a lot more than what he expected, thanks to the article. Him and his family thanked me endlessly for having written that article.
What are your plans moving forward with your translation and editing business?
We are currently working on a new website for all my businesses, for translations, editing services, and my metaphysical business. So I'm also currently finishing editing the first all-women rock book, which is an anthology written by 11 authors. And I'm also working on other projects, major projects for translations and editing. And I'm planning to hopefully finish a book that I started writing a couple of years ago after my husband passed away, and I kind of sort of put it on hold. So I'm hoping that I'll be able to finish it this year. And we're planning to get additional certifications from through SBA.
If somebody wanted to write a book, how can you help them?
I can help them with the editing, with the proofreading. So what I, in editing the All Women Rock book, what I found out was that there's sometimes a little fear from the part of a writer when they hear the term editing. I'm editing your story. I'm editing your book. So what I discovered is that to make people feel more comfortable, I include them in the process. So I edit their stories. For instance, for the All Women Rock book, I edited their stories. And once I edited their stories, I set up appointments with each one of them to go through their stories individually through Zoom. So I was making the changes live with them at the same time. So they really, really liked that. And once we finished that process, then I sent them the final draft. And if there was any other adjustments that they needed me to do, they would highlight those changes and send me back the file. So they all thanked me for having taken the extra step to care to ensure that their voice remained, their message remained the same, except for some minor changes that I would did in all their stories. So they were very grateful, very appreciative that I took the extra step, that I put my heart into the work, and that I cared about their work versus in some cases where it's being edited and you don't see it, and it goes to the publisher, then the printer, and then you don't see it until it's actually in print.
How can people get in touch with you and your website? Give out your websites as well.
Sure. Well, my website right now is in the process of being changed. So it will be featured under my name, Virginia Earl. So I'm going to have all my services and one-stop shopping. They can reach me. I prefer for my clients, to potential clients, to reach me by sending me a text or calling me at 951-551-4566. I always like to speak with them, with potential clients first to find out how I can be of service, because they all have different needs.
Still have about 11 minutes. So do you want to talk a little bit about some of the other businesses you're doing?
Sure. We went really fast. Sure. So I have another business, which is called Seven Mystic Rings, and that's a metaphysical business. My specialty in that with that business is past lives. So I actually help. I've had calls from clients who not only want me to help them identify any blockages that they might be experiencing with their relationships or careers, but also with their business. I've done sessions where I give them, I receive messages about things that need to do with their business. And actually, it's funny, we're talking about this right now because yesterday there's someone I have on my Facebook page who I saw what she posted. And so I said, aren't you glad that you followed through with what was recommended for you after your session? And she said, yes, I was just telling my mom about that. So aside from doing a spiritual reading where I identify blockages that people might be experiencing, I also able to foresee through the messages that I receive what small businesses need to do, for instance, with their businesses moving forward. If they're having any obstacles, so I can help them with that as well.
Yeah, one of the things you're working on are some new videos too. Is that right?
So I'm also going to basically start a series of videos on YouTube. I'm in the process of creating that platform, and it's going to be the title is sort of a little bit up in the air right now, but Spiritual Moments with Virginia Earle. So there's going to be a series and also basic information on what to expect when they schedule a session with me.
And aren't you also available to go and speak for organizations and groups as well?
Yes, I am. Very much so. Yes. So I'm actually scheduled to be the keynote speaker for two conferences this year, coming up later on this year. Yes.
So what kind of things do you speak on so that people might know if they are interested in bringing you in?
My speeches are geared towards how my business, for instance, my metaphysical business has helped me overcome certain events that occurred in my life after my husband passed away, and how those experiences have helped me be where I am today and hopefully help other people as well in the process, which is I love helping people. One of the things that I love about Seven Mystic Rings is that I've helped a ton of people overcome certain blockages that they've been experiencing in their lives, as well as trauma. And if there's anything that I see that I feel that it's outside of the realm of my abilities, then I always refer them to someone else. So it's more than just a reading. It's all healing. Healing what no longer serves you and releasing it and letting it go so that you can welcome other things into your life.
So we still have about 7 minutes. So what would you like to share with the listeners?
So if you feel you have a need to expand your market outreach and communicate your message for your company in other languages, I hope that you'll consider me. I have over 25 years of experience translating, editing, proofreading a copy from English to Spanish and Spanish to English, as well as from my other business, Seven Mystic Rings. I started that business 8 years ago, and I just love helping people, especially right now with what's been happening with lockdown. I've received a lot of calls from people who have just lost their, not only stressed out because of their finances, people are depressed, and there's so many dangers that come when people are locked up, suicide, abuse, so many other things that are going on that we don't see or hear on a daily basis, but they're there. Those are the things that are happening, and people need help. They need to know that they're not alone.
That's true. That's true. So have you had to make any changes yourself in the way you do business since we've had the virus?
Yes, I pivoted a little bit, and the way I pivoted a little bit was I added editing services for my translation business, which I wasn't really offering so much before. For the metaphysical business, for Seven Mystic Rings, I had always offered online sessions through either Skype or Zoom. So that was already in place before the pandemic happened. So I'm doing more of that. But the thing is that my clients love to have be in the same room with me, and it's a different feel for a session when I'm with them in the same room. They need that support. They need to know that you're there for them. And so although the messages don't change when doing it via Zoom, they've expressed that they prefer to be with me in the same room when I'm doing a session for them, because a lot of it is emotional. And they, there's always that part of it. And when that happens, sometimes it doesn't happen for till after the session starts, like till after half an hour after the session starts. So it's nice to know that they're not by themselves. I have done the sessions online sometimes, and it's kind of frustrating now when we can't be together in the same room. So hopefully that will change soon. And that's the other thing that's going on right now. I'm sorry?
Do you have a website for the metaphysical business?
Yeah, it's 7mysticrings.com. 7mysticrings.com, and the 7 is spelled out.
All right, and to give us your contact information again, and then we're going to have to close down.
Sure. Virginia Earl, 951-551-4566, and you can feel free to send me a text or give me a call anytime.
Okay. Any last words? You have about 2 minutes.
Any last words? My last words are stay focused, be positive, and stay on track with your goals. We're all experiencing different things right now, all these obstacles, but we're all going to go through this together. So there is light at the end of the tunnel. We just need to stay focused and take care of your health. Very important, take care of your health. And be safe. Actually, this is one of the reasons why I need to start getting doing videos, because I've been asked many times to go live, and I've been pulled in different directions. So, but I am planning to do that. People need to hear that we're all up there to help each other, and I'm there to support them. Excuse me.
Well, that's great. Well, I want to thank you so much for being my guest today. It was great to learn all about the trans. And actually, everybody's got a book in them, so it's a great time for people to think about doing
right.
that book.
And that's the reason why exactly, yes. And that's the reason why I pivoted to editing services, because a lot of people are home and they're working on books. There, a lot of people are writing books these days.
And also, it's a
but
great
thank
time
you,
to
Robbie,
create
so much
new
for this opportunity.
Material.
I'm sorry.
I said it's a great time too for them to look at their marketing materials and have somebody like you as an expert to see how they could change it to make it better.
There's so many other opportunities outside of our own communities, and it's not for all the businesses to explore translating their documents, but yes, the opportunities are there to expand their revenue into other markets, whether it's nationwide or overseas.
Thank you again for being a guest on my show today. It was very interesting. I learned a lot. And,
thank you, Robbie. I appreciate it. I appreciate you. Thank you so much for this amazing opportunity.
You're welcome. And we'll get you on again to find out how everything's going after we come out of the curfew.
Yeah.